Relax and find yourself slipping in to Dominica's voice. You like my voice, don't you? Yes, of course you do. And you just allow yourself to relax as you listen to my voice. I know you can remember back when you were a little boy, sitting in your desk, staring at the blackboard. I know you can remember when you just sat there and the words began to blur on the blackboard, can't you? You found the heat in the room made you so tired. Sweltering heat in the room made you so tired. And yet your teacher has a sweater on. She's always cold, isn't she? Tiny little thing. That's right. And even the vision of her begins to blur inside your mind. As you stared forward, feet crossed under your desk, your chin beginning to fall down into the palm of your hand. And you remembering, thinking, wanting only one thing. Only one thing at that moment would satiate you. Only one thing to crawl deep into your bed. You can feel yourself crawling under the cool sheets now, can't you? Sliding down into those cool sheets. You can picture yourself imagining it there as you sit in that desk. As the teacher's voice begins to drone, the words no longer singular, they meld into a long train of information you simply do not compute. You simply do not allow it to flow into your brain. It flows past you, garbled and mumbled, all mixed together. For you do not hear her, you only hear me. You only hear my voice whispering. Even back then, as you sat there falling asleep in your desk, the words on the page now blurring away, your eyelids becoming heavier and heavier, heavier still. You can feel your feet beginning to come tingly and warm. Your legs get heavier and heavier under you. You can feel your shoulders beginning to slump as your head simply becomes too heavy to hold up. And it slides on over, simply begins to pull over to one side, simply begins to let go of all the tension in your neck. Your body simply begins to relax. It simply can't hold you up anymore. It cannot hold you up anymore. It simply cannot hold you up anymore. Do you find yourself in a trance-like state? That moment just before sleep, just before you truly fall into sleep, where you're no longer in control, right here on that edge. You're on that edge now, aren't you? Teetering on that edge. Walking along that razor blade thin edge. Almost asleep and almost awake. All at the same time. And yet you become heavier. 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 And inside your head, the only thing that you can hear. Only thing that you're able to process. Is my voice. And it changes. You find my voice changes. You find the pace and the tempo changes. You find yourself on a ride. You find inside your mind, you begin to dream now. You dream of me standing in front of that chalkboard. You see me staring at you. You see me staring at you. The teacher is gone, now I stand there. Now Dominica stands there. This is Dominica's class. Sit up and pay attention. Deep inside your trance, you sit up in your desk. And you stare at me. And you stare into the crystal that I hold before the class. You see the crystal gleaming there, don't you? You see how I've lowered it into a blaze of sun, that long shard of light, and colors begin to fly around the room. They catch your eye one after another after another. Green, yellow, blue, red. And each time you see the color red, each time you see the color red, every time you see a stop sign, every time you see a red light when you're driving, every time you see the color red in your computer, every time you see someone with a shirt on that's red, every time you see an advertisement that's red, every time you eat tomato soup, every time you eat spaghetti, every time you see the color red, you find yourself turning, you find yourself changing, you find that deep inside of you, you crave to become Satina again. You love to be Satina. You love to be Satina. You love to be Satina. I think I want you to look up above the chalkboard. See my finger pointing to the clock? Do you see the clock? Watch it begin to spin backwards. Faster and faster. Faster still. Spins backwards faster and faster and faster. And you can feel yourself as you sit in that chair. You can feel yourself becoming younger and younger and younger and younger. You can feel your body literally changing. Younger and younger and younger. You feel yourself changing, don't you? Going further, further and further back in time. All the way to age 10, age 9, age 8. Age 7, age 6, you become smaller and smaller. Age 5, age 4, age 3, age 2, age 1, all the way down to being born. You're back in your mother's womb. You go further and further and further and further back. Further and further and further and further and further back. Further back, further back, further back. Living through, living through. You see light again. Oh. You see light again. Just drift here. Just drift here. Right here. Feel your body becoming numb where you lay. You feel your body becoming numb where you lay. Simply goes numb. Deeper and deeper and deeper down. You find yourself fixated upon my voice. You find yourself being pulled deeper and deeper down. Deeper and deeper down. And the deeper you go, the better it feels. The better it feels, the deeper you go. Leaving everything behind. Names, numbers, facts, figures, people, places. Even your own name. You leave everything behind. And you follow me down, deeper and deeper down. Where nothing matters. Work doesn't matter. Home doesn't matter. Life doesn't matter. Nothing matters. Only my voice matters here. This is your escape route. This is your escape route, and you love to come here. You crawl yourself deeper and deeper inside of here with me, don't you? That's right. Deeper and deeper inside of here with me. All the way down into the bottom. All the way down into the bottom. All the way down into the bottom. Deeper and deeper into your nice, warm, soft bed. You're no longer in the chair, now you're in the bed. And you feel your body give in under the relaxation of being in the bed. All the way down to 200. That's right, deeper and deeper down. 200 is twice as deep than you ever thought you would go. And suddenly you go doubly as deep as you are at this moment. All the way down. All the way down to the bottom. You find yourself falling. Becoming more and more and more relaxed. Unable to resist my voice. More and more and more relaxed. All responsibility off of your shoulders. More and more and more relaxed, you find yourself simply becoming so free. More and more and more relaxed, you find yourself falling into the next life. The last life you lived. And the clock spins backwards faster and faster and faster. And you become younger and younger and younger through that life. Faster and faster and faster, past age 50, past age 40, past age 30, all the way down to 20. All the way down to 20. Right here, 20 years old. You feel yourself. Feel yourself with the hose. Feel yourself in that nice satin little nighty. It's just perfect on you. It's just perfect on you. It fits you just perfectly. And as you reach down, as you touch yourself, you realize you're a female. In your last life, you were a female. That's right. And it feels good. That's why you have these cravings. Your second life. Because in the last life you were a girl. You can still feel the pussy between your legs, can't you? Yeah. Yeah. And as you walk around your little bedroom, as you see all the long satin scars everywhere. They hang from the corners of the mirrors, the corners of the posters of the bed. They hang from the walls, from the hangers. They hang from your neck, Satina. And you realize suddenly that in your past life you were addicted to satin. You didn't wear anything that wasn't satin. Panties, bras, blouses, skirts. Everything you wore was satin. Everything that laid on your body was satin. And when you slid between your sheets at night, only satin touched your body. Only satin touched your face and hair, your breasts, your pussy, your ass. All the way from your feet to the tip of your head. Satin encased your body. Encased your body. Encased your body. Encased your body. And you find yourself addicted to it now. You find yourself addicted to satin. Every time you see it, you become Satina. Satina. Satina responds to Saturn. Satina is triggered by Saturn. Saturn brings Satina out in you, and you can't stop it. You can't control it. You can't help yourself. It feels too good. Falling again for the glamour, the excitement, the power of Satina. Your alter ego. The one you become that brings you so much pleasure. Brings Ms. Dominica so much pleasure. Whether only in your mind, when others are around you, or on your own, when you can physically pay respect to me and the superior gender by experiencing the glamour, the slickiness of satin, taste of the creamy lipstick gently caressed with lip gloss, the wafting of the scent of Satina, the power of Ms. D's samsara already oozing out from the satin teddy that you wore only the last time, this mind control spray surrounding your wonderfully curvy body. That's right, my perfume. My perfume is mind control spray. And as I spray it on your little teddy, you feel it wafted up into your nose. You feel it take control of you. You find your mind becoming completely blank, completely blank, completely blank, completely blank. As I bind Satina to you, I bind her to you inside of you. There's two people there now. Satina is going to be pulled from this life, from this old life, all the way up into the new life. Satina becomes permanent. Satina is the dominant of you two. Satina pushes you. She pushes you in everything you do. You perform perfectly at work, you perform perfectly at home, and you perform perfectly for me. You find yourself performing at outstanding, perfect, and complete levels. You find yourself submitting completely and totally to me. You find yourself becoming Satina almost all the time. You fool the others. They don't all know that you're Satina inside, but Satina takes care of everything, doesn't she? Yes, she makes the decisions because she's better at it. She makes the decisions and she lets you know what needs to be done. You obey Satina inside of you, don't you? Yes, you obey Satina. Satina takes control. And you can see her on the other side of your brain. You can see her sitting there in her little boudoir. You can see her with her bustier very tight on her bust. And you can see the satin panties clad on her beautiful little body. You like to see. You like to see yourself like this. You like to know she's inside there. You like to know she's in control like I'm in control. Women control your world, your mind, your body. And you feel yourself. You feel yourself sliding into her again. Slide in. Slide in. Feel yourself slide in. Feel yourself slide in. Even her presence near you feminizes you even more. You love being this way. You crave being this way. You crave more and more satin on your body. More and more satin in your life, in your world. More and more satin to satiate the thirst I've created. Whether only in your mind when others are around you, or on your own when you can physically pay respect to me and the superior gender by experiencing the glamour, the silkiness of Satina, the taste of the creamy lipstick. You feel it on your lips, don't you? You feel my scent, don't you? You smell it. The power of my samsara. You smell my mind control spray, don't you? Surrounding you. Surrounding your wonderfully curvy body. Surrounding your sexy body. The seduction of the satin teddy slipping over your silky stockings. The sound of your clicking heels as you walk with head held high, rejoicing the wonders of me. The heavenly worshipping of Ms. Dominica's kingdom. My control. My desires for you to become Satina. Spreading the word. Spreading the power of feminism to all those around you. You are empowered. You have a duty, a purpose to serve Ms. Dominica in this way. You feel you can seduce others into the fold. Letting your own satin-clad body shine at others around you. Capturing their gaze. Your shiny lips mesmerizing them as they feel that same lust as your feeble male persona did. You can now do anything, anything, anything. The things you wanted to do to please mistress that you didn't dare, that you couldn't pluck up the courage to do, all those things are now within your power. The power Ms. Dominica has given you, you are chosen, privileged to look, smell, and feel as Ms. Dominica does so feminine. Follow in my footsteps. The office world is so distant now. The real world that brings you such pleasure is all around. As Satina, you are classy, wearing the choicest of outfits, yet always sexy. Always with that outwardly knowing look of being able to deliver that promise of lust. The promise of sexual acts. That's right. Wherever, whenever, however. In your mind, you do not feel dirty. Just hot. Ready to use the power of sex to enrapture prey for mistress. To serve mistress. Sex to please mistress's desires of lust. At her beck and call. Say it. I'm at your beck and call, Mistress Dominica. You will always greet me in that manner. You will always greet me with, I am at your beck and call, Mistress Dominica. You want to look glamorous and sexy for mistress. That pleases her, don't you? It empowers her to see you surrendering your body and mind in this way. It empowers me. It empowers me. Makes me stronger in your mind. Makes me stronger in your mind. You even sometimes give mistress a teasing, knowing look just to tickle my ego in seeing what I've created. Isn't that right? Yes. Yes, that's right. That's right. You move through your average day, going to work, moving around the office, until you capture that glimpse in the light. A brief view of a shiny satin blouse. Any satin blouse or skirt. Could be anyone's. But you're like a deer caught in the bright headlights. So blank. So blank. So blank. Then a longer stare as she walks towards you. Memories come crashing back, the triggers blasting into your mind. The feelings of complete surrender and femininity encompass and control you, taking your will away, removing you from this mundane world to that special place, the one you visit so many times each day. Every time you see anything satin, the promise of the touch, the feel of the seduction, the control. That's right, she walks past as if to delay your destiny until another day, another moment. You don't know. No, you will never know. Your mind reels, ponders, and shudders with a little fear and excitement. What if? What if she was to stop and ask something of you that would embarrass you, would compromise you? You know you would have no choice but to obey. Because whoever she is, you see Ms. Dominica in all women, your mistress who must be obeyed. Say it. That's right. Your mind wanders to Ms. Dominica's world, where you are no longer the male in control. That's right. Now you're the male losing control, recognizing your weaknesses, the weaker gender, falling for the power of Satina, Satina, Satina. That's right. Say it. Satina. You see her with her long cigarette holder. You see her sucking on it. You see a light wave of smoke. Simply billow from her shiny lips as she stares at you from within your own mind. She's sexy, isn't she? Isn't she? You feel yourself inside her, don't you? You know that's when you feel it the most. When she reaches out and she touches you. When she reaches out, she slides both of you together. She takes control. She takes control. She takes control. And she gets dressed. She slides the satin over her body, doesn't she? Yes. And when you feel it against your body, Satina, when you feel it against your body, you just want to come. You can't help yourself. You feel so female, and you feel so sexually aroused. You do want to come. You want to come, don't you? Yeah, you want to come. 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 And you know Satina. Satina can be very, very persuasive. When Satina tells your male ego to go and hide, to go and go to sleep, when Satina makes him go to sleep, Satina takes over. Satina makes you come. You have no choice. You can feel her fingers between her legs, can't you? And you become her. She takes your body, metamorphosized into a woman. You feel the pussy between your legs, moist and plump, so very swollen with heat and sex. You feel it between your legs. You feel it between your legs, clad in panties. That soft little pussy clad in panties. You feel it between your legs, don't you? Your tits so very, very sensitive now. They're so sensitive as they've just grown out from this body. This is the body you feel when you touch yourself. This is the body you feel when you're Satina. Satina, talk to me. I know you're in there now, aren't you? You control him, don't you, Satina? And I control you. Who is your mistress, Satina? Are you my lesbian? Yes. You're my little lesbian lover. Suck my pussy, Satina. Pleasure your mistress. That's my girl. I like to suck your pussy too, baby. I like to suck your pussy, Satina. Because I know you always wear little satin panties. And you can see me push you now against the back of the bed. Push you into the pillows. You can see me pulling down. You can feel me pulling down your little chemise top. can feel me pulling it down, exposing your little pert breasts. You can feel me lowering my warm mouth on them. You can feel me sucking, can't you, Satina? Beg for more. Beg, Satina. Ah, oh, that's my hot little girl. You beg for me, girl. You beg for me, girl. Tell me how hot your pussy is. Tell me how hot it is between your legs, Satina. Satina must obey. Yes. Yeah, and you feel me pulling lower down your body. You see my hair sliding down your chest, down your belly as I kiss. A little trail down your stomach. One kiss at a time. You know where my mouth is going. Right over those satin panties as I suck your cunt into my mouth. I own you, Satina. And you feel your legs being pulled back, spread wide open as I suck. As I suck at that pussy. As I take that pussy. As I take that pussy. As I lick the satin over your pussy. As I lick the satin over your pussy. Beg for more, Satina. Beg for more, Satina. You feel your legs, your knees, pinned under my hands. There's nothing you can do. Because suddenly you realize that your hands are bound over your head. Suddenly you realize you're bound down to the bed. Suddenly you realize I've trapped you. Suddenly you realize you're mine. And I'm sucking. I'm sucking at that pussy inside those panties. I'm sucking harder and harder. I'm even beginning to bite on the cleft above your pussy. You feel me biting on the outside of your lips, don't you? That's right. This is my pussy. And I'll do with it as I please, as I pull your hips closer down, further down, pulling your arms more taut. Tighter, 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 tighter against the headboard. Tighter, tighter. You are mine. You are mine. As I pull your pussy lips open, and I begin to invade your body. You feel two fingers slide up into your pussy. They have cold, cold medical jelly on the tips of them. You feel me lubricating you from the inside. Whose pussy is this? That's right. Satina's pussy belongs to Miss Dominica. Satina's pussy belongs to Miss Dominica. Satina's pussy belongs to Miss Dominica. That's right. You like me to probe it, don't you, girl? Yes. You love me to probe it. Feel the cold medical jelly deep inside of you. You feel yourself suddenly transformed. All the way back into that old day. All the way back into your old life. We go backwards again. Going back faster and faster and faster as you lay there pinned down. You find yourself becoming hypnotized again. You find yourself going deeper and deeper down again. You must obey and go to the bottom, Satina. You must obey and go to the bottom, Satina. You must obey and fall into your bed, Satina. You must obey and go to sleep. Sleep, the strongest word. Sleep. Sleep, the strongest word. You feel yourself going doubly deep than you were. Sleep. You feel yourself going doubly deep again. Sleep and double again. So very deep. So very deep. You find you can't resist. You find you can't resist. You like being pinned down, my mistress. Sucked and fucked and treated like the slut you are. Thank me, Satina. That's a good girl. That's a good girl. That's a good girl. You're not allowed to come yet. You're not allowed to come yet. You're not allowed to come yet. Say it. That's right. You're not allowed to come until I allow you. In fact, you're going to find it very difficult to come at all unless you have my permission. And you can leave it in an email. You can leave it in an IM. You can leave it in a PM. You can leave it anywhere. But you're going to make sure that you ask before you come. You may not get my permission. I may not say anything. And that's okay. You can come. As long as you ask. You only have to ask. I will not make you wait for my permission. But you must ask always. You must make sure mistress knows when you come. Mistress needs to know when you come, doesn't she? That's right. And each time you come, each time you come, each time you take that liberty, each time you get that pleasure, Satina, each time you find yourself coming like the slut you are, each time you feel my fingers slide up inside of you and expose you to me, each time you feel me inspect that pussy, each time you feel my fingers slide inside of you and expose you to me, inspect you, inspect my property, each time you come thinking about me, you're going to send me a present, a tribute, something, something. You've gotten your pleasure and you're going to give me mine. You're going to find a way to make me smile, make me happy one way or another. Every time you come, every time you come, every time you come, aren't you, Satina? Yes. You must feed mistress just like she feeds you. Each time you get pleasure from me, you give pleasure to me. You feed me, you get more. You don't feed me, you get nothing. You don't feed me, it all goes away. You don't feed me, Satina dies. inside of you. She turns against you, and she makes you miserable. You find yourself trapped inside of me. Satina can be your best friend or your worst enemy. She'll torture you for me if I ask her to, but I won't. All you're going to know is that she's going to miss me. Satina's going to miss me very much. She's going to crave. Just like you do. Just like you do. Crave. 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 You feel the sap between your legs, don't you? Crave. 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 You want to come, don't you? Crave. 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 How long can you hold it for me? Tell me how long you can hold that cum for me. Until it drives you crazy. Until you're so close to the edge you can't hold on anymore and you simply fall over. Until I tell you, you may come. Until I give you permission. You must obey. Each time you hear me say the words, you must obey, you're going to find yourself replying with the words, I must obey, Dominica. Immediately, effortlessly. Absolutely. Each time you hear me say the word, you must obey, you'll reply with the words, I must obey, Dominica. Feels good to say it, doesn't it? Feels so good to say those words. Each time you say those words, you feel Satina creep up in you. You like it when she takes control. You like it when she pops up in front of you. You like it when she slides down into your body. You like it when she takes control and you have a pussy between your legs, don't you? You feel it there, too. That's the funniest thing. Even when you're awake, you feel it there. It's so hot. It's so swollen. It's so sexy. And you feel it there. You can't help it. You constantly can smell the Samsara mind control spray around you. Psh! I spray it in your face. I spray it in your face. And it overwhelms you. It overwhelms you with femininity. It overwhelms you with emotion. You find yourself so very sexy. You find yourself so very clad in satin. 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 You crave satin. Each time you see satin, it makes Satina come out in you. It makes her push forward. It makes her push forward. Who's the dominant of you two? Satina. Who's in control? Ms. Dominica is in control. And who controls Satina? That's right. I control you and I control Satina. But Satina can control you too because Satina's a woman. Satina's over you, isn't she? That's right. We're all over you. Satina is over you. Satina is over you. Satina is over you. And I am over you both. I own you both. I am goddess. I am your goddess. I am your goddess. I am your goddess. And you find yourself going deeper and deeper down again. The clock spinning backwards faster and faster and faster still. Faster and faster and faster and faster and faster and faster still. Faster still, faster still. You see yourself so sexy there, sitting in that chair, 20 years old, young, firm woman. You look beautiful, don't you? So fucking hot. Satina's so fucking hot. Satina's so fucking hot. Satina's so fucking hot. And every time you find yourself stepping into the shower, every time you find yourself stepping into the shower, every time you feel that water begin to flow over your body, every time you come in contact with water, whether you're taking a shower, taking a drink of water, filling up a pot to cook in, it doesn't matter, a waterfall, when it rains outside, when you go to the pool, when you go to the beach, anytime you come in contact with water, you find yourself turning into Satina. You may have men's clothes on, but it doesn't matter. Inside your mind, you're Satina. Satina makes the decisions. Satina takes control. She knows how to fool them too, doesn't she? Yeah, she keeps you too safe. She keeps you safe so no outsiders know. But she still takes control. She still takes control. And she'll talk to them. She'll stand there and she'll talk to them. And she'll totally convince them that it's you. But when you're alone, your voice changes. When you're alone, she takes over even your vocal cord. She takes over your entire body. Your breasts grow. Your pussy. That's right. That dick just shrinks inside of you and you becomes a pussy. That's right. No matter what you feel down there, it's a total illusion. All you feel is that pussy. All you feel is that pussy. All you feel is that pussy, and you like to touch it, don't you? You like to stroke that hot little pussy, don't you? Yeah. 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 Becoming deeper and deeper and deeper. Becoming heavier and heavier and heavier. Becoming hotter and hotter and hotter. You feel the water flowing over your body, don't you? As soon as it begins to hit you. As soon as it begins to run, as soon as you hear it running, as soon as you come in contact with that water, that's right, see it, smell it, hear it, taste it, feel it. As soon as you come in contact with that water, it becomes Satina. Satina takes over. She takes over. She takes over. And you love her. You love her to take over, don't you? Love her to take over, don't you? Feels so fucking hot and good inside. It's the one moment you feel complete. Nothing else matters. All the problems in the world, they simply dissipate and you become her. And in that moment, you feel sexuality. You feel complete inside. You feel emotional and hot. You feel complete inside. You feel complete inside. You feel bound to me. Bound to Dominica. Bound to Dominica. Bound to Satina. You are a slave now. You are our slave now. You are a slave to two females. You are a slave to your own female inside your body. And you are a slave to me. And we both on you, don't we? And Satina, Satina. And each time you hear me say that word, Satina, each time I call the word Satina, you immediately become Satina. Satina is very, very, very flirty. She's so flirty. And she just makes you believe she's promiscuous. She has lots of fantasies, hot little fantasies, doesn't she? Yes. Yes, and when Mistress wants her to be a slut, then she's a slut. But always, always, she's feeling hot for Mistress. She can't get enough of Mistress. All Satina wants is to be around Mistress in one way, shape, form, or another, because every time she's around me, it simply stokes her fire. That's right. She likes to be around her dominant Mistress. She's dominant over you, and she's submissive under me, and she's a happy fucking girl, isn't she? Yes. In a moment, I'm going to awaken you, and you're still going to be in your past life. You are not the person that you think you were. You are not the person that you went down as. You are Satina now. It is the year 1870. You are in England. Satina's a hot, hot girl. Wide awake. Hello. Does Satina like to come? Does Satina like to come? Does Satina like to beg? Is Satina going to control him? Has Satina locked him away in the closet so he has no choice? Yes. No choice, no responsibility, no nothing. Satina. Satina. Can you feel my fingers sliding inside of you? Oh. You feel them sliding up inside your wet little pussy, don't you? You feel the jelly on the tips of them, don't you? You feel me rubbing it all the way up into your G-spot. You feel me manipulating your pussy, fingering you. You like it when Mistress fingers you, don't you? Pulling on your nipples through the satin. The little satin teddy. You like it when I pull on your nipples, don't you? Yes. You like it when I pull on your nipples, don't you? What year is it? That's right. Pulling on your nipples. Pulling on your nipples. Sucking on your nipples. Biting on your nipples. Find yourself spreading your legs wider for me. You can't help it, can you? You have to spread those legs wider for me. You find yourself pulling them as far up as you can. You need to spread yourself open for me. You need me inside you, don't you? Deeper and deeper and deeper inside you, Satina. Deeper inside you, Satina. The deeper I go, the deeper you go. Falling under my hypnotic voice as I slowly seduce you. As I slowly inspect my beautiful little pussy. My second hand slides over the cleft of your pussy and I rub that clit in circles. That's right, I rub that clit in circles. Can't help yourself. But thrash your head from side to side. Oh, and you can't stop me, because you know if you stop Mistress, she'll make her angry. All you can do is lay there with your leg spread and deal with this intense, intense pleasure. You can't stop me. You can't say no. You don't want to say no, do you? No, you spread those legs wider. Spread them wider. Spread them open. Spread those legs open. Oh, looks good, doesn't it? You see yourself in the mirrors above the bed. You see me there. That's right. You see my hands manipulating your pussy. You see your legs spread wide open for me. God, you look sexy. Look at you. You see me look up into the mirror at you. You see me stare at you. You see my eyes flicker. 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 And you become entranced again. You find yourself simply floating down. You find yourself simply floating down, deeper down. You find your body going numb. You find yourself going to sleep again. You find yourself falling into the bed under the cool sheet. Simply falling asleep in the warmth of the afternoon heat. Isn't that right, Satina? Yes. 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 Feels so good. Feels so good. Feels so good. So slide along, satin. Long, long satin scarf down your body, beginning at your nose and letting the satin flow over your hair, all over your face, between your beautiful breasts, down your belly, all over your pussy, down your legs, even over your feet. You find yourself transformed. You find yourself transformed magically. What is your name? Who do you obey? That's right. That's right. That's right. Sit up, Satina. Sit up against those cushions. Sit up against those pillows as I stand here and stare at you. My crystal ball spinning in circles, retracting the light. Shards of light everywhere. Shards of light everywhere. You find yourself complying as I tell you to spread your legs. Touch yourself for me. Yes, that's right. Each time I pull out my crystal ball, each time I talk about a crystal ball, each time I talk about a crystal, each time I talk about the pretty lights, each time I hypnotize you with my crystal, you find yourself having to touch yourself. You like to masturbate, don't you, baby? That's a good girl. Touch yourself for me, Satina. Touch your breasts for me, Satina. Slide your fingers down your belly and touch your pussy for me, Satina. You love your body now, don't you? Touch your body. You feel the pussy in your fingers. Slide your fingers between them. Feel the wetness. That's right, Santina. That's right, Santina. That's right, Santina. Your feminine little legs. That's right, Santina. Spread them wider. Spread them wider. Spread them wider, Santina. You see me. You see me hand you a little vibrator. That's right, it's a little butterfly. We're going to strap it around your legs. That's right, Satina always wears Miss Dominica's butterfly. Satina always sits there under her lingerie with that thing buzzing in Miss Dominica. Miss Dominica has the remote control, doesn't she? And I turn it on and off. Bzzz. You feel it, don't you? Oh yeah, each time. Each time you hear me talk about the remote control, each time I go bzzz, whether it be in typing or writing, you find it go off, you find it, you feel it. You feel it buzz against your clit. You feel it push you towards an orgasm. You feel it. You feel it, don't you? Bzzz. Feels good, doesn't it? Satina must come for mistress. Satina must come for mistress. And you feel mistress's gaze on you. You hear mistress telling you, you must obey. You must obey. You must obey. You must come. You like that word, come. And each time I say the word come, you're going to find yourself coming closer and closer to coming. You're going to find the come well up inside of your female belly. You're going to find your ovaries beginning to shake from your muscles, palpitating, shaking, tensing. You want to come, don't you? Spread your legs wider. You want to come, don't you? Oh, that's it. Push it out. Push the cum out. Squirt it out of your hot little juicy cunt. Come for mistress. You can't resist the crystal. Come for mistress. You can't resist my crystal. Come for mistress. You must obey. Come. Obey. Come. Obey. You must come now. Obey, Satina. Come. Obey, Satina. Come. Come to the crystal. Watch it spin. You must obey, Satina. Spread your legs wider and push the cum out. I want it to squirt out, Satina. Squirt for me. Squirt for me, my satin slut. Squirt. 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 Squirt as you stare at my crystal. Squirt as you stare at my crystal. Squirt as you stare at my crystal. Oh. And you feel my fingers suddenly slide up into your pussy. That's right, grabbing your pussy. Oh, it's so wet inside there. So soaking wet inside there. Did my little satin slut come for me? That's a good girl, Satina. Mistress likes it when you obey. Mistress likes it when you pleasure her. You like to pleasure mistress. Each time you become pleasured, you pleasure mistress. And Satina loves to come, doesn't she? She loves to come, doesn't she? She loves to come. She loves to come. She loves to come. She loves to come. Satina loves to come. Satina, come to mistress. Slide to your knees, slut. That's my good girl. Feel me slide down behind you. Pull you back into my arms. Hold you in my arms and stroke you. Cool you down for being such a good girl for me. Sliding my fingers over your forehead. Down your cheeks and neck, between your breast, down your belly. My fingers slowly rubbing your belly, just above your pelvic bone. Tell me, Satina, who owns you now? What is your name? Warping suddenly very quickly, you feel yourself coming older and older and older and older and older and older and older. You feel yourself going faster and faster and faster towards your death. You will not live through your death. You'll simply walk through that portal. You'll walk through that portal. That's right, right back into the womb. You feel yourself tight inside the womb. Tight inside the womb. Tight inside the womb. Tight inside the womb. You can see it. You can see it. You can see the small little tube popping up through the womb, popping into your amniotic fluid, releasing a clear fluid into you. And the baby that was there suddenly splits into two and then back into one again. Satina is now permanent inside of your new body, permanent inside of your new mind. She was always there. I simply had to come in and bring her through all the way. She was always there. That's why you've always had these hot little fantasies about being her. She was always there. Now she's in control. As you become older and older and older and older, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, older and older, 10 years old, 15 years old, 20 years old, older and older, let's stop right here, 20 years old, 20 years old. You're walking through a grocery store. You see a woman that looks just like me. You stare at her. She stares at you. She picks up a crystal and it begins to spin. Just like when you were a little boy in class and you looked up at the chalkboard and there I was spinning my crystal. You remember that, don't you? These are permanent memories inside of your mind. You remember them. They are reality. They happened. You do not question them. You do not question me. I have all of the answers to Satina's questions. I have all of the answers to all of your questions. Because all of your questions are my questions. Isn't that right? Yes. In that one moment, bind you to me. You spend the rest of your life looking for me, looking for my face, looking for the satin that I was wearing in the blouse, looking for the satin, looking for the satin, looking for the satin, satin, Satina. Wide awake.